The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And, of course, we're live here at 8 a.m. Central Time. And we're, of course, with another wonderful person who's in Central Time as well. Catherine Engelbrecht joins us. She's a wife, a mom, a business owner, a native Texan, lifelong practitioner of common sense. You got to love it, except she didn't have the cowboy hat on, which is, you know, it would be a bad hair day for all of us. Yeah, I love the Stetson. I love my Resist All. I love all of it. Anyway, we appreciate you so much coming on the show this morning because of True the Vote. And the fact is that we want to try to instill confidence in our voting base out there. And that's one of the reasons Catherine has been out there fighting for the common man and his right to vote and all the garbage that's been going on. And she has taken some serious hits. Like my corporate attorney always told me, Catherine, if you're over the target, you're going to catch flack. And you certainly have gotten your share of it. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So we were talking before we went on about the this new news that you were going to bring up. Something is late breaking that you want to share with us.
Sure. So, yeah, if you followed the Connick story, I'll try to give a quick primer on that. Back in the beginning of 2021, we came in contact with some information that proved that in some of our major counties, largest counties in the nation, and even some states managing military ballots and then countywide managing election administration, that a certain software called Poll Chief, run by a company called Connick, was in fact a shell that seemed to be staged in Michigan, but in fact was being run out of Beijing. And all of the information, all of the machinations, the nuts and bolts of how those jurisdictions were running their elections was being managed and monitored and captured in China. And in fact, with servers on the same server series shared by the CCP's People's Congress elections. It was just jaw-dropping. And so we turned, my partner and I, Greg Phillips, turned that information over to the FBI. We worked with them for 16 months. Ultimately, they turned the tables on us, which is sadly now no surprise. We've seen that before. But fast forward, there's an awful lot of backstory. We end up finding, because LA County, which is the largest voting bloc in the country, Los Angeles County, used Connick and Connick products across the board for their elections in California. We had the good fortune of crossing paths with an honest broker out there, a gentleman by the name of Eric Neff, who was the assistant district attorney, and was under his primary boss was a guy by the name of George Gascon, who is a well-known Marxist. And so it was shocking when all of a sudden this investigation about Connick was opened in Los Angeles County, and it just rose straight to the top. They went in, they got held a grand jury, they got indictments, they went and they arrested Eugene Yu, the CEO of the company. We were so hopeful that we were going to see something good out of this. But when George Gascon found out, and he held a press conference, took full credit, even though, you know, we were the ones that had turned everything over, which was fine. He took credit and you know, the investigation continued. The instant that he found out that True the Vote was the organization that had provided this information, he not only quelled the investigation, but he put the assistant DA on leave for over a year and a half. The whole reason being, and this is well known in the offices there, that he was concerned that if this actually came out about what was going on with respect to election equipment and election processes being run, being dictated out of China, that it would help Donald Trump. So he just threw himself on what he perceived to be, you know, I guess a liberty grenade, didn't want it happening, and not only canceled everything, but ended up paying the Connick company $5 million just sort of as hush money to just drop everything. All of this to say that yesterday, and we just had to watch it happen, and just it's just one more, you know, one more verse in this never-ending song of getting it things to law enforcement and watching them fall all over themselves to do nothing or bury it. I mean, this isn't the first time. But the great thing that happened yesterday was that the assistant DA, Eric Neff, after waiting a year and a half on the sidelines, having been taken out of his position, ultimately they did a big investigation about him. They found nothing. They brought him back in. Yesterday, he filed a what's referred to as a tort claim, which is the precursor to suing the county, and in so doing will lay all of this bare, what he knew about Connick but was not permitted to say at the time, all of the evidence, all of the back and forth. And it's a good thing, and it's a good day, and it's great to see people standing up with courage and fighting back. And so we're thrilled. We're thrilled about the potential that this now has to expose what I believe was one of and continues to be one of the most unnerving elements of the subterfuge that we saw come out of 2020. And this has been going on much longer, but it was so prominent in 2020, the foreign influence coming out of China. This proves it. And now we have another opportunity. I mean, we were not permitted to go as far as we would have liked, even in our investigation. You could only go so far as a civilian group. I mean, we can only go so far and hand it over to law enforcement. But it's carrying on thanks to the courage of an assistant DA who had been benched and forced to watch all of this and now is prepared to come out and tell the whole truth, and just in the nick of time.
Well, and this looks like, Catherine, that this is something in the nature of a whistleblower. He's turned whistleblower now, in addition to, because, I mean, you file a tort claim and you expose this. The thing is, you know, when you have these types of qui tam type of whistleblower events, that means that once this thing, if they can keep it going in the courts and it doesn't get dismissed, because in California they have what we call demurs. And if they can get past those things, do you anticipate that you would be called and your partner Ben would be called as witnesses to testify at this hearing, at the hearings involving this?
I surely hope so. I mean, Greg and I went through some really difficult situations relative to bringing all this forward. Of course, that's been true about everything we've broken. We've taken a lot of incoming, which hasn't been fun, but it's been heartbreaking to see, again, as you get it to the point of law enforcement where you think they're going to try to do the right thing, and then politics enters. And it's been true whether the handoff to law enforcement has been in a Democrat-run department, as with George Gascon in Los Angeles County, or with a Republican-run department, as with Raffensperger in Georgia. It's just been heartbreaking to see it happen time and again. But this is a patch of blue sky that has been brought to bear by somebody with a titanium backbone, and Eric Neff is just a stand-up guy, and I'm very, very excited. Hope so. I hope we'll be called.
Now, were you just monitoring what was going on, or did Eric Neff actually call you and say, hey, guess what I'm doing?
So it's a great question. The way that we met Eric Neff was because he had been made, and I don't want to get it wrong, I may get the words wrong, but had been made head of or was in some way responsible for the direction of what I believe was called the Election Integrity Unit. And they had set this up, They had set this up in Los Angeles County because it was a Democrat on Democrat issue. And they were identifying ballot traffickers, and they wanted to do more towards those ends because George Gascon had found that this was popular to his his base, which are far left radicals. But interestingly, they were feeling like they were losing elections, having been stolen from them by the DNC. So they had their own effort going to try to uncover the problems, which is fine. I don't care what the label is. We just need to have an honest process. And so with that in place, it allowed Eric to really dig in. He reached out to us because he had seen the movie 2000 Mules, he understood the power of cell phone data, and he wondered if we had any for Los Angeles County. And that's kind of the little secret behind the curtains about what we did with the cell phone data, the geospatial data, is that honest brokers in law enforcement immediately understand the power of what we did, the sophistication of what we achieved, and the kind of data that we have. So although we, you know, again, have taken a lot of knocks in it for it publicly, true and honest law enforcement wants to see it. The long and the short is we didn't have the data for Los Angeles County. We hadn't. I mean, that just wasn't an area we'd looked at. But it opened up another conversation where I said, well, Eric, we don't have that data, but let me tell you what we do know about what's going on in Los Angeles County. And it was just a fabulous connection, because he, again, had the courage to say, we are going to stop what is going on with Connick. And they did it within short order, within the same cycle that all of the indictment and the seizure of Connick equipment. California officials went to Michigan to seize the equipment to bring the CEO back to California. While all of that was going on, Connick sues us. We, my partner, Greg Phillips, and I end up in prison. I mean, you just wouldn't believe it. It's the stuff of a miniseries. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, 2 days ago, things weren't looking really good for ever seeing the truth come out. And today, things are looking better than ever.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't envision you in orange. And obviously, you know, this is something that we've all had, you know, some sort of brush with. You know, when you try to, like I said, you fly over the target, you're going to catch flak. And this is exactly what happened, only they can use that to their advantage. And to try to shut you up, they use intimidation factors, which is exactly what they were doing. And we were monitoring that progress the whole time the two of you were in the Huskow. And all of us thought it was unfair. We got a lot of phone calls that said so. So the thing is now we have a different circumstance facing America, and that's this influx of illegal immigrants that they're trying to get green cards and IDs so that they can go out and register to become voters and vote to keep Biden in power. I'm not sure how they're getting away with it. Are they getting away with it?
Great question. And it's a complicated answer, but the short answer is yes. And to explain how would really require that we go back decades to look at election integrity laws or election laws at the federal level and how they've been changed inch by inch to create the situation that we now have. Back in the early 90s, when the National Voter Registration Act was passed, the very first act, the very first bill signed into law by then President Bill Clinton, that standard opened up the requirement that all social service programs have with them the information necessary for voter registration. So you take that, then you look at what happened during the Obama administration, where not only were those social service programs extended to non-citizens, but also the standard for registration for voters with those social service programs became an opt-out standard rather than opt-in. In other words, if you're going to fill out an application for welfare or Medicaid or food stamps or housing, anything related to a federal program, you will be opted in to register to vote. So hold all of that in the back. That's kind of the chaos that states are now seeing coming into their voter rolls through these social service programs that they can't monitor. Now look at what the states have to work with. The states are given no access to a federal database that tracks migrant citizenship status. The only access they have is to something called the SAVE database that requires they check one record at a time, and they can only check in a very limited way. They can't use additional data sources. They're not given access to what they need. And so even though in private industry, this data is available and people can and companies can resolve identity, residency, and citizenship in real time, all the time, our states can't do that. So that means that this incoming that is hitting our voter rolls is, I liken it to harvesting fog. You see the problems, you see the numbers growing, but once that information is slipped into the voter rolls, it's very difficult. And I'll just leave. It's just very difficult to pull it out. All of that, though, is the great thing is it is not a problem. If a state decides at any point up until really a month or so before the election to do what it should be doing, which is getting the voter rolls accurate, it is entirely possible because the data and technology exists. What lacks right now is the political will to get to the bottom of the problem. So you take all of the problems with data, then you put together with that the clear indications that Biden is pushing for some kind of an amnesty citizenship program. A couple weeks ago out of the Senate, Dick Durbin and company sent a letter to the president begging him to please provide a fast pathway to citizenship, multi-page letter for all the reasons that this is important. I believe what we are setting up for, and I pray I am wrong, I believe what we are setting up for is an executive order that will give citizenship status to the 10 million plus people who have come across that border since Biden has been in office. Now, an executive, he can absolutely do that. An executive order, I believe, would immediately be pushed back on by the states, by Congress. But timing is everything. And depending upon when that executive order drops, it could cause sufficient confusion to wreak absolute havoc at the polls with no real way to know what was the standard at the time. We saw some of that in 2020, when by the time you got to an election, it's like, what is the rule? Are we counting postmarks? Or are we not? Are we doing signature verification? Are we not? Things were changing, routinely. I think that's where we're headed. And so what we have to do now is recognize it. Eyes open. There's a reason that this border meltdown has been allowed to occur, and I believe it's because they are grooming a present-day voting bloc. We have to deal with that, be prepared. There's so much that citizens can do, and then just march forward, not willing to cede the ground to the chaos. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be a very difficult few months. But first part is educating yourself about the possibilities. And then the second piece is taking action. And that's where we are now. We've got to be prepared to take action, to hold to an honest process in November.
Right. Now, I know that Florida does require, because, I lived there for a time. And as soon as you walk in the door and you get your driver's license, they say, "In what political party are you?" Because that immediately just goes right in and they register you as a voter when you get your driver's license. And since now we have all these people wanting to get green cards, well, they obviously have to have driver's licenses. And in order to do that, they have to declare party affiliation, which is where a lot of this crap happens. And so this is one of the things we're seeing right now that you're probably campaigning for. Folks, you have to understand that True the Vote is a Houston, Texas-based nonprofit organization that you can donate to. And there is a website, www.iv, that's in like intravenous, iv3.us. And what happened to truethevote.com? Did we not get that?
Well, truethevote.org is...
Oh, .org,
truethevote.org is the main website. iv3.us is a website that you can get to from truethevote.org or from the website address you just gave, iv3. And that is a project that we are encouraging people who are interested in looking at their local voter rolls and helping to get those cleaned up by identifying ineligible records and then turning those over to the counties. That is the big project that we have going on right now. It doesn't directly address the non-citizen issue specifically and the non-citizen registration issue specifically, because that data set is very difficult to wrap your arms around. But for people who are interested in the accuracy of their roles, to come in and see the number of ineligible records, just based on simple things like residency, over 25 million records nationwide are inaccurate due to improper residency, people who have moved and are still on the voter rolls. These are things that we can help our counties identify and start in a very important national debate about getting the rolls cleaned before November. It's totally doable. I mean, the good news is this is totally doable, but we have to build the momentum and the focus around mandating that it be done. The rolls must be accurate as possible going into November. And right now, broadly speaking, I think we're looking at 15% across the board inaccuracy, and that can swing any election anywhere. The only thing that's going to help is citizens saying enough is enough, and it's going to take all of us.
No doubt. Well, I appreciate that vote of confidence there from Catherine Engelbrecht. We're going to the phones. Jeff in North Carolina, do you have a question for Catherine?
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome show. Hey, I want to say a good morning to your guest. I just have a couple questions real quick. First of all, ma'am, I appreciate your strength. I know you said you ended up in jail and arrested. Well, my question is I had somebody commit perjury on me one time, and I ended up in jail under false pretenses. I was wondering how they initiated that process on you and how long you had to stay there. Also, my other question real quick is there's people like me that have studied Bible prophecy that do not believe that there's no way that they're going to let Trump get back in. So anyway, those were my two questions. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for your time, Jeff.
Yeah, the first question about what happened to me to put me in prison, it is a very strange story. So strange, in fact, that when the judge ordered us sent to prison and we were remanded to the custody of the U.S. Marshals, they didn't even know how to book us because there was no standard. We got a federal judge that just decided that he was going to take us out. And it wasn't it was related to a contempt of court finding that had no bearing on the case. It was just so strange. There's as nearly as we can tell, there was no precedent for what happened to us. Both myself and my partner, Greg Phillips, were put in solitary confinement for 10 days. And thank God in heaven were released due to an emergency ruling by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, who not only freed us, but ultimately led to the recusal of that federal judge. Once we got a judge that wasn't just out to hurt us and that listened to the case, the other side, Connick, just dropped the case altogether. So that it was clearly just to exact, you know, political revenge, and they found a way to do it. It was very difficult. So I'm sorry that you had a similar experience in prison. I would not recommend that to anyone. And God bless all of our J6 political prisoners that are suffering day after day in this unjust justice system that we find ourselves in. As to biblical prophecy and what comes in the months ahead, look, I don't know. I can see it go both ways. I can see a situation, and certainly whatever the Lord, you know, whatever is the Lord's will is what's going to happen. Either way, it's going to be a tough road. I think that increasingly people are no longer identifying themselves as a Republican or a Democrat. It's either you want to save the country or you don't. It's the uniparty and the globalists versus the people. And so the trillions of dollars are at stake, control of the free world, the movement of the United States toward a central digital bank currency, which many in power are desperate to see happen. If that occurs, the freedom as we've ever known it will be gone. We will be tied to social credit scores, and these are very perilous times. And so, you know, what I feel like I hear in my prayer time every day is stay standing and continue to move forward. And as long as the Lord lays that path out and opens those doors and continues to send people around that are doing the hard work, and we get glimmers of hope and courage like what we saw with the assistant DA in Connick yesterday and with some of the stuff that we're going to be introducing over the days ahead, I don't know what God's plan is, but I know that He wants His people to speak out for freedom and to lead. And that's what we need to do. We need to know that we're out here together, that we together are stronger than this little contingent of totalitarian, you know, neo-Marxists. There's so many more of us, but we have to realize the power that we have. And then we'll see what the Lord's going to do. I have faith. I have faith that, you know, the sun will rise and the sun will set and we will still, you know, honor a risen God. That's all still true. However it plays out politically, I'm just along for the ride trying to do the right thing every day.
And we appreciate that so much. Bill in Illinois, you're on the phone with Catherine Engelbrecht. Go ahead.
Well, that was basically what I was thinking is how do we get rid of these evil judges and these corrupt judges and all that, you know. Basically, they run unopposed, like in Illinois here. They're all unopposed. So, I mean, they could vote for themselves and get in. It's just ridiculous. You know, people don't step up, but if you do, they'll just go after you in every way. It's just, you can see the satanic influence behind it. And that, you know, that's just what this good woman is saying, is to pray about it and get answers from God. That's all we can do.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. Thanks for your comment, and thanks for your call. Things is, you know, people are very concerned, and I think the best thing we can do is get out and vote. Something Sorry. I've always advocated, Catherine, is, you know, because of the fact that we had this thing with the Dominion and whatnot, and no, we never connected to the internet, and it's, you know, the everybody gets this hardwire thing, and it's like, wait, did you forget about Wi-Fi? You know, they can connect with Wi-Fi too, and if these machines are capable of doing it, well, on election day, why don't we just jam their system so they can't get to their Wi-Fi? I mean, why, you know, I mean, I've thrown this out on the table. Is that even a possibility? Can we legally do that and make them honest?
You know, the way that we need to deal with the machines, in my opinion, are twofold. The first is we need to make sure that they are adhering to federal security standards that would require certain certifications, current softwares, upgraded security patches, and there's a process for that. Citizens can participate in it prior to an election. Every jurisdiction should be holding what are called logic and accuracy tests. Citizens are free to participate and attend, and you can see the equipment that's going to be used. You can see the certificates that back it all up. Hold your jurisdiction responsible. Call them today and say, when is logic and accuracy testing going to be held? Because I'd like to attend. And just get eyes on. Hold them to a standard. The second thing is making sure that you have every possible polling place position or election process position filled by people with a pro-liberty mindset. So making sure you have plenty of people working on the absentee ballot review board to review those incoming mail ballots, working at the polls, working at central count. Can machines be hacked? Yes. Can software be hacked? Yes. Are paper ballots more secure? Nah. It just depends on, you know, who's pulling the levers, so to speak. What we are missing across the board has been Americans waking up and paying attention and saying, you know, I'm going to vote, but I'm also going to serve. If we do that, things will change in ways that we can't possibly imagine. It's kind of like tithing. If everybody does a little bit, they vote and do a little bit more, everything is good. Everything will right itself because the sunlight will be too great for the darkness to hide any longer. We just need more people. You know, there's a lot of talk about all the problems. Okay, now let's roll up our sleeves and serve and see what's really going on. This election cycle won't be perfect. But the truth is, no election cycle is entirely perfect. We have an opportunity. I think people are going to turn out in such great number that just that plus the engagement of pro-liberty-minded servants will give us the outcome that we so desperately need and that then we can set about correcting some of these problems.
Well, I appreciate that, Catherine. And Catherine Engelbrecht, has been a pleasure, and we will talk to you again soon. Obviously, there's so much discussion that we could get into the internal aspects of all of this, but we are out of time for the segment. But we appreciate you. God bless you for the work you do. You give us a little bit of hope out there, which we need. And, you know, going to the polls and doing just that little bit extra, as Catherine said, will help. We appreciate you, and God bless you for the work you do. We will be back with these important messages and Andrew Riddaugh after these words. Stay with us.
Blazer leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, and here we are with our final segment of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you have anything you want to chime in on this morning, California Christian Club, by the way, the Lions Club, is fighting to put their cross back on display after city officials removed it and used eminent domain to do so, while citing complaints of it being reminiscent of KKK cross burnings and offensive to diverse communities. This is Albany, California. Their Lions Club has maintained their majestic 28-foot cross and lit it up for the Christmas and Easter holidays to send the message of God's love and be a comfort to the Christian community since 1971. In over the 50 years this cross stood on Albany Hill, the cross served as a meeting place for group prayers, weddings, baby dedications, and memorial services for the community. It was erected on private land owned by one of the club's members, but that land is now part of a dispute with the city of Albany, which seized the plot last year. This is crazy. You know, you want to talk about how Christians are being attacked? This is one of them, because you get these woke city council people in power, and this is what they do. And according to in 2017, when all this first started, then Mayor Peggy McQuaid publicly denounced the club for lighting the cross on September 11th. They were dismayed to learn that in a departure from historical practice, the cross on Albany Hill was lit by the Lions Club on Monday, the 11th of September. Flags on city buildings and parks were flown at half staff on that day, which is appropriate, non-denominational civic remembrance of that terrible and tragic day of 9/11. I'm sure many Albany residents paused during the day for personal reflection. I want to reiterate here that the city council nor the city of Albany endorses in any way the lighting of the cross for any occasion, religious or nationalistic, or supports its continued presence on public property. So you see, this is what happens when the woke get control of your city. In January 2023, the Alameda County Superior Court demanded the cross be removed, with the ruling claiming the Lions Club did not need the cross for its organizational purpose. Well, gee, what purposes does the court have if it's going to sit there and run over our belief? Just because we are Christians, I mean, they want to worship, fine. Let it put up, you know, I mean, here's the thing. Let's just say, okay, for the sake of diversity, we let the other side go, put your Baal and your satanic garbage up. Go ahead, put it up there and see just how much respect people have for you when you sit there and you worship to the devil's gods. You see how much, yeah, maybe the mayor of Albany would like to go worship to that. And, you know, and while you're there, ask her if she likes her adrenochrome. You know, God, these people are just nutbags. But then they use them in a domain because, you know, it has to be for public purpose. I wonder how much money they actually gave to the Lions Club, who is now fighting in court trying to keep it back. Keep that cross going. Dustin in Michigan, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing okay. Hey, I've got a comment and I guess kind of a question along the lines of what Catherine Engelbrecht had going. I don't hear anybody talking about the secondary redundant network that all of the townships, villages, cities, state, and all the, you know, administrative state basically has a secondary network that they communicate with. So they could use plausible deniability to say that these machines are not connected to the internet. They are connected to their intranet, and they do communicate back to the home mothership, so to speak, at a each individual county. But I haven't heard anybody talking about these things, and I became aware of this quite a few years back. There were several townships that were looking into new cable system franchise agreements and stuff. And a lot of times it ends up on my desk because they'll ask me for help. And in that realm, that's in my realm. I wasn't aware that they had put up their own antennas and things for wireless back feeds and back hauls back to the townships until I seen all this stuff. So it might be something that we're missing. You know, it does give them plausible deniability to say that these machines don't connect to the internet, but they do connect through their own private network. So if you get a hold of the IP addresses and everything that was communicating, like I've seen some of the log files, some of the stuff Mike Lindell did and their crew, they'll look at these IP addresses. Oh, well, this is in, you know, such and what country somewhere. Well, you don't really know that, because if you're looking at internet addresses and you don't have the, you can't resolve what addresses actually are connected in on this private network, because there's no DNS per se for that network. We're not going to know that. So it might be something for them to look into. And the reason I can talk about this now is the contract I had is up, so I can actually talk about it.
Okay, so they kind of shut you down there. Now that this is done, now you can talk about it because your little agreement doesn't apply right now. So I appreciate you letting us know that. You know, we live in a time, and I appreciate your call, Dustin. We live in a time where the average patriotic Americans are being labeled as domestic terrorists, and the punishment for wrongthink varies from restriction of freedom of speech on social media. Businesses and people are being censored or completely canceled to being a political prisoner. And who's behind all this madness? You know, we've all got theories. We all have conspiracy theories. And, you know, like I've said on the show before, What's the difference between conspiracy theory and truth? About 6 months. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. Andrew Ridoff served in the Trump White House for 4 years working on President Trump's 2020 advance team. And he's got the insights as to who is deciding what you can think, say, post, email, and do. Upon seeing what was happening, built an entirely independent tech company to serve freedom-minded Americans. And their business is called Liberation Technology Services. Andrew, are you there?
I'm here, Dave. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you more than you know. And I'm just kind of curious. You saw all of this. Who is behind all of it?
Well, you know, I think there's a variety of individuals, but who we're really concerned about are the unelected, unrepresentative individuals that are working at many of these Silicon Valley companies, especially the major social media platforms and communication platforms, you know, Meta, AWS, Google, that can really decide what information gets delivered to the average everyday American and what information is completely suppressed.
No doubt. Well, and the thing is now you were on the advance team for Trump and you saw what they did to him. Big tech, big gov, everything worked against him. Now he's got Truth Social, and Truth Social is going to start live streaming, which I've inquired into to try to continue the campaign to keep things honest in America. Do you see Truth Social's live stream as well as other like Rumble, for example, can't be messed with neither. I guess Telegram. Tucker Carlson just interviewed the owner of Telegram and the FBI approached him trying to get him to flip him to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. But it seems like censorship, the closer we get to this presidential election, censorship is going to be the industrial complex, as the Daily Signal calls it, is huge. What's your take on that?
Well, I honestly believe, especially as you mentioned, as we get closer to this election, technology is going to be used more and more to actually decide the outcome of this election. I think we can all see with our own eyes how Joe Biden and the rest of the Democratic candidates are doing, and we also can understand how poorly their policies work for all of us. And so they're going to look to the technology partners, and you know that is why Joe Biden is fighting in the courts to remain, you know, accessible and keep constant communication with these technology companies, because, you know, that is one way that they're going to reach out, as we saw with Elon Musk and the, you know, Twitter files. The Biden administration will work directly with these social media companies to say, hey, we don't like this message, shut it down. And they're going to try to control the narrative. You know, we also saw a report that came out shortly after you know, the 2020 election that said, you know, there was something like double digits, you know, 12, 13, 14% of Democratic voters, if they would have known about the Joe Biden laptop story, would have never voted for Joe Biden, or Hunter Biden laptop story, never would have voted for Joe Biden. And so I think it's critical, you know, the Rumbles, the Truths, and all of these different companies to ensure that they are, you know, actually using, you know, their own technology, you know, that they have zero dependency on, you know, any of these big techs, because, you know, just one fail point could take a platform out. And we need platforms such as those to, you know, have those multiple channels of communication, because we know the, you know, MSNBC, CNNs of the world are going to have their slants and their opinions. And, you know, the technology companies are going to push the narrative that is beneficial to them. And that is really the Democratic message.
Of course. The thing I'm looking at, I just recently read an article, and I think I saved that article as well, that basically says, hey, look, if you want to get the word out and you don't want to be censored, start your own server. I mean, is this what Liberation Technology Services does, help you set up your own server?
It's precisely what we've done. You know, it is precisely what we've done. And, you know, not only is it the cloud, but we've built replacements for MailChimp, for Constant Contact, for Microsoft Teams and Google Workplace. We've built a lot of those day-to-day tools that every American and every business owner needs, so that there's an option, right? This is all about options. You can come to us and you can say, I want to host my website. I want to, you know, get off of Zoom. I want to get off all of these different platforms. You can come to us and we'll help you with those, you know, core day-to-day needs. And that's kind of the critical piece. And we're a zero-knowledge company. So unlike those aforementioned companies where, you know, they are mining and monetizing and stealing your data and reselling it to make a massive profit, we're completely hands-off. So we actually have a kind of different position. We don't know what you're saying and you're doing. As long as you're not breaking the law, we don't really care, right? And so it is a very unique position that we're proud of. You know, we've built something that is really for Main Street, for to Wall Street, for all people. No matter what side of the aisle you stand on, no matter what race or belief, you know, the internet is a First Amendment place, and we look to, you know, preserve that.
The thing is about what you do and the services you offer. Small business owners are looking at this going, man, there must be a saving grace here. This looks like it is. And then they look at the cost factor involved. Is something like this an expensive proposition?
Oh, no. I mean, we have products that start from less than $10 a month. You can get an email with us for under $2 a month. You know, we're not going to be like Google and some of these other companies where it's like, oh, it's free. Because once again, we live in a capitalistic society. There is no such thing as free. But we can be very cost competitive. And, you know, I hear it all the time. People are shocked that they're able to make this switch and sometimes even save money because we have these packages and, you know, instead of paying for 20 different applications, you're paying for one.
That is amazing. And see, the thing is that you can set up live stream, you can set up cloud base, you can set up all of these different things, much like what Truth Social is doing. And I mean, this is something, I mean, are they, can they be, what's the word I'm looking for, invaded or whatever? I mean, we already know that Apple and Google and all the rest of them are working hand in hand with Uncle Sam and whoever happens to be in a position of power. If it's Trump, they work against him. If it's Biden, they work with him. So, you know, the thing is that we're getting less and less, you know, we're getting very tired of Gmail. And you're basically saying that you can set us up with independent email accounts to make us safer, make our surfing habits safer. That's what you're basically telling me.
Oh, yeah, and we can do it for both personal and business use, right? So it is really all spectrums of the economy and for every use case. You know, we have seen a lot of reports coming out recently about what Google and Microsoft and some of these big companies are doing ahead of the 2020 election. You know, they have deployed their AI all across the platform. They have implemented new policies as of February that are going to make it easier to suppress and to take you down. They're updating their terms and conditions. The writing's on the wall, right? In all of these technology companies, at the end of the day, what we will know is, have they been truthful in saying they're truly independent, or, you know, are they going to get deplatformed? Because I can guarantee you, if a company is making noise and making an impact and they're using big tech, they are going to, you know, at a critical moment, find themselves offline. And, you know, it's something that is very easy to prevent, but you just have to be proactive. And so, you know, we're out here just trying to help people, educate people, you know, to do a little bit of research, understand the risks, understand kind of what's going on. We've been kind of launching this whole series about getting those folks informed about, you know, where is the state of technology, because it's ever evolving and seems, you know, at times overwhelming, but it's really not. You just have to find a like-minded company that aligns with your values, and, you know, you can put 90% of your worries to rest.
We appreciate that. Now, of course, we get close to the 2024 election. Your predictions on that, are they going to be free and fair? Are they going to try to corrupt them again? What's going to happen?
Well, I think it's multiple. It's not a straight forward answer. I think that, A, if we, the everyday American, are proactive, right? You know, we're out there talking to our neighbors. We're out there making right business decisions and things like that. Because, you know, voting to make an impact, it's not just that one day where you're casting your ballot. You also vote by your feet, you know, being politically engaged, even if it's 5-10 minutes a day. But it's also voting with your wallet. So I think if we're proactive, we can really have a strong impact, making sure that, you know, we have poll watchers at every single location, making sure that mail-in ballots are being returned. But I also think that this election, more than any, will be decided not by traditional means. I think it will be either decided in the courts or it'll be decided by technology. And so, you know, that is just a critical piece, because we see the writing on the wall. The polls say no one really believes what the Biden administration is putting forth. No one's really saying, yes, my life is better than 4 years ago under the Trump administration, right? And to think that there's a chance that he could win this in a head-up fight, I think everyone kind of knows that that's a fairy tale. So what they will ultimately do is they will push back. They'll try to suppress the information. They'll try to, you know, keep people out of voting locations. You know, they'll try to make it so Trump can't appear on the ballot. And at the end of the day, that's the fight that we're in. It's still a very winnable fight. We just have to be proactive. And it's not something that, and I heard this all the time, you know, President Trump will save us. The Trump administration will save us. No, we, the American people, need to save ourselves. You know, he is in the forefront of things, but he can't do it alone or just with a campaign. So it requires every single American to hold their friends and family accountable and make sure that they are aligning as many aspects of their lives accordingly.
And we appreciate that effort, you know, by we the people, especially our listeners out there. I just bookmarked your website, by the way. The other thing, too, we go to the phones. Dave in New York, you have a question for Andrew Rudolph. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wrote down his website. I'll make this real quick because, at any rate, General or Flynn, the movie.com. General Flynn doesn't think there's going to be an election, and I'll just leave it at that, but I believe it's Flynn, the movie.com. And this happened before any bridges came down or anything else. That's just his opinion. It might be helpful for everybody to try to look it up. But I thank you very much.
Okay. Andrew, you're appreciated. Dave, your comment on that. Do you think that there may be some interference that would cause the election to be disrupted?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't put anything past them, right? You know, that you're kind of talking about false flag operations. You know, we've seen it done many times overseas. I think it's slightly different here in America because it is decentralized, meaning it's at the state level. And, you know, America is so much larger than some of these countries that we've seen, you know, agencies try to perform these operations in. I do think that there could be attempts to try to stall or disrupt. You know, obviously, I think one of the biggest things that they're trying to do is essentially create that scenario in the court system. Right. They're going to try to push. And, you know, in October or in the months leading up, somehow disqualify Trump from the ballot. And now there's not really a Republican candidate. You know, that would be unfortunate. That would be, in my opinion, kind of a constitutional crisis for government to weigh in to that degree, to interfere. But, yeah, I mean, I think we're in a position where the Democrats are in a very unstable place. And so I think they're really scrambling, trying to figure out how they can remain in power.
Well, especially with the fact that RFK Jr. could water down Biden's votes.
Oh, I love the fact that, you know, he is staying in this race, because I think that he is able to point out so many of the hypocrisies of the new Democrat Party, which is really the ultra left of the spectrum. And, you know, he's, I think, able to at least articulate many of the more traditional Democrat values. You know, I don't necessarily believe him, but I think it's a great example for the everyday American to really see, you know, how far this party has gone.
No doubt. Mike in Alaska, you have a quick question for Andrew. Go ahead.
Good morning, Andrew. I think half of our population in America is possessed. I think brainwashing has led to possession of their soul. They're just idiots. If you watch the people on CNN and MSNBC, it makes you want to vomit. But I have a question for you, Andrew. If they shut the power off due to, let's say, they shut the cards off for the 10 million illegals that are in the swing states, and then the mercenaries come out and they say, okay, let's meet. Their phones still work. Let's say, let's meet at the nearest box store. We'll re-up your cards. You guys go in and get your stuff. Tens of thousands are going to go down to the nearest storefront strip. And when their cards are not filled, the mercenaries come out. They're paid, already prepaid. They bust the windows. I'll tell you what, they're going to shut down. Do you think they're going to shut down the vote by martial law because they are desperate, and they will not, I agree with Flynn, there will not be an election. There will not be a fair election. I warned Trump on this 2 years before the election when he actually followed me, and nothing was done about it. And do you guys remember when Obama was president, the last election, there was some kind of a vote mishap in the Southeast? They didn't count the votes for like 2 weeks. That was a precursor.
Yep, we remember that.
Anyway.
We remember that. Mike, I appreciate it. We're out of time for today. Andrew, your quick comment before we close.
Well, listen, first, Mike, I think the dumbing down of America is a real thing. It is because of our education has learned to indoctrinate instead of, you know, creating critical thinking. And, you know, let's hope that it doesn't come to that, as you just stated, because I think our adversaries will take advantage of that. And we might have a much larger problem on our hands.
We appreciate that, Andrew. Thank you so much. We just got to be at the ready, folks. We're out of time for today. We'll be back tomorrow with our Friday edition here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. We need all the help we can get. Go out there, do something nice for somebody today. Pay attention, get involved. That's what we need, more so than ever. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.